Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. Pleasure once again to welcome City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, did you have enough soup on Saturday? Wasn't that a lot of fun?
Oh my! And you know what? It was hard to pick whether it was the professional, the amateur. Although I know they had some great vegetarian, but certainly hard to pick. And it just. A big shout out to Kathy Ritzman. There are two Kathy Ritzmas from the Alzheimer's Society and her group. What an amazing community event, you know, and it raised awareness and money for Alzheimer's. Big shout out to Carrie Wilson, who won our 50-50, the biggest yet.
Yeah.
$1,980, something in that world.
Wow.
It was a pleasure pulling it, and it was a pleasure giving her a call.
Nice.
So, yes, a great community event. Yeah,
oh,
I don't know how you keep up with all that's going on in Stratford, but, you know, as I was talking before we went on air, I was down at SOMA yesterday, a meeting for Southwestern Ontario Marketing Alliance, and all the mayors of Stratford said, what an amazing city. We'd love to come to visit and you know, you certainly promote so many of the events going on. So a lot's going on.
Lots going on. And gosh, that was so much fun on Saturday with Soups On for Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Well, let's talk about, didn't get a chance to touch on it last time, talking about the GTR or the Cooper Lot or the shops or whatever you want to call it.
Certainly, yeah. I'm kind of bent towards the shops. You know, I had the pleasure of picking up a wonderful working drafting board from somebody's basement, and I found the picture of the gentleman who owned it. And so, you know, I'm a little bit bent towards the heritage, the historical part. So the shops meets me well, and certainly the a lot has changed. When I went on council 12 years ago, the kind of the flavor was, let's take it down. And over the 12 years, people, we have evolved to saying, you know what, it's a gem. You know, we have the Queen of the Square, but we certainly have the gem of that Grand Trunk site. And certainly a lot has swung, you know, towards what can we do to redevelop, readapt that beautiful structure. Not only beautiful, but very functional. That is a solid steel piece. And to that end, you know, we're going to continue that work. It's an extension of the Grand Trunk Master Plan, which was presented to council in February of 2018.
Okay.
And we're going to continue that. Presentation will come to council on two veins. One, what does that redevelopment look like? And two, what are we doing with regards to citizen advisory groups? So it's not new. It's an extension. You know, I look at it as they refer to it in the municipal world as a triple P, and it's a, you know, a public-private project. When we look at that project, we're looking at a quarter of $1 billion. Billion is a big word, and they're big dollars. So we're looking at investing, you know, drawing investment from private. We're looking at drawing investment from municipal, investment from federal and provincial governments, because it's a project that needs servicing to get it done or to get it started. And so we're knocking on those doors. We continue to knock on those doors. I should say that our previous mayor and council worked hard at trying to get federal and provincial dollars. So we're back at it for sure. And the piece that we already have in place, which is so important with a big project, is our anchors.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the YMCA, which serves so many people in our community. It will continue to be an anchor. University of Waterloo will continue. I had a lovely meeting with the University of Waterloo president the other day, and their interest on moving forward in a residence on that site.
Mm-hmm.
So it is certainly going to be a major piece of what we do moving forward early on in this council. And I'm happy that our CAO is going to bring some items forward at our next council meeting with regards to those anchors and where we're going with other possible pieces to that beautiful puzzle.
Okay, so that is very much moving forward as we head into the new year. And speaking of which, let's talk about community engagement. There's been a number of surveys that have been happening looking for people's input.
Yeah, thank you for bringing
community
that.
Engagement. Yeah,
yeah, thank you for bringing that up. And Engage Stratford is a beautiful portal. And as a citizen of Stratford, I take opportunity every time something comes available. I take the time to fill out a survey. They're short. They're very good. The one that's currently out right now that I completed actually yesterday, it's called Welcoming Community. Mm-hmm. You know, as I said earlier on, you know, being at meetings, people, you know, brag and say great things about Stratford. But this is a chance. Sometimes they see it, our community from outside the fishbowl. This is our residents getting to respond to saying, how do we address incidents of racism, homophobia, religious tolerance? How do we address that? Are we an accepting community? Are we a welcoming community? Yeah. So I encourage people to get to engage Stratford and find that opportunity to lend their voice to this work. And so that is available right now, and Mike Bikes is doing an amazing job with that. And the other one that's well on its way is the attainable housing piece. I'm sure people understand that Invest Stratford, with partnerships with the City of Stratford and some consulting firms and construction firms, are in the process. We've all, as former and present councillors, have been interviewed with regards to where we think the attainable housing piece is. But I invite individuals in our community because, number one, I think when I talk to individuals, it's still housing. Mm-hmm. And as we've talked about, it's housing for many of our varied demographics. So I invite people to go on the Engage Stratford and explore what the attainable housing is. And if I could put it in kind of a one phrase, it's a made in Stratford solution to homelessness and housing.
Exactly, exactly. So again, get involved, get engaged. It's very easy to do so. Of course, you can go to stratford.ca, and as you mentioned with Mike Bites and the City of Stratford, the municipality Facebook page, easy access right there.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful portal, you know. And once again, as you said, the key word is engage.
Exactly.
We want to reach out. We want you to give us your feedback.
All right. Any other final thoughts, Martin, before we let you go? There's a lot of information there.
Yeah, there's a lot once again, but I appreciate the opportunity to come forward and speak with you and to maybe to enlighten people. Oh, I didn't know that was going on. Or to encourage people. Let's leave it at that. Enlightenment and encouragement this morning.
You bet. City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma. Martin, thanks so much. We'll chat again.
Thank you very much, Jamie. I love it coming in.